Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a retired St. Louis police captain who became a small-town police chief found fatally shot early yesterday outside a pawn shop. Protests turned violent in that city. David Dorn discovered on the sidewalk in front of a pawn and jewelry shop. The death came on a brutal night for police violence across the country. Violence against police across the country. Two, multiple people are being fired or canceled over recent comments made during this wave of protests and lootings. Stories from sports, entertainment, and education to share. And number one, President Donald Trump said he's moving the Republican National Convention from Charlotte, hours after North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said he could not guarantee the August event would be at full capacity due to the coronavirus. So where to next? Well, perhaps Jacksonville. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. We enter hour number three. And what do we have coming up this hour? Ron Rademacher, take us around the state. Tell us what's happening. Andrew Wheeler, the U.S. EPA administrator, and Eric Cullinan, leading the All Business is Essential movement. He'll join us in this hour, too. First, the RNC. Yeah, I don't know if you've made plans to join the Republicans in North Carolina, but you might want to change those plans. Roy Cooper, the Democrat governor of North Carolina, rejected the GOP's plans for a full convention in Charlotte. And so what does that mean? That means the RNC is now searching for a new site. Holding out hope is the official language that they can work something out with North Carolina to host it there. I also saw that perhaps the business of the convention would be in Charlotte, meaning, I guess, the voting. But the big speeches, those sorts of things might happen somewhere else. Alternatives, Nashville, Las Vegas, Jacksonville, Orlando, Tampa, perhaps somewhere in Texas. We'll see. The RNC is scheduled for August 24th through the 27th. And Roy Cooper, the Democratic governor of North Carolina, apparently demanding more information from the RNC about plans to hold a scaled-down convention with social distancing and safeguards in place. Donald Trump, President Trump, wanting a full convention. So that's where the friction is taking place here. The RNC might take place, at least the big events, the big speeches, somewhere else. My money would be on Jacksonville. My money would be on Jacksonville. You want a city with a Republican mayor and a state with a Republican governor so that you don't have last-minute torpedoing of the festivities by the person in charge of the city or the person in charge of the state saying it's unsafe. You got to make sure you're all on the same page. I think Jacksonville could be a strong contender if it moves. Now, what do you do if you've got hotel bookings and flight plans to Charlotte? Well, hold on a bit longer. Things can change, you know. Maybe they'll work something out. It's hard to say. But at this moment, it sounds like the RNC might be moving. Democratic National Convention still scheduled for Milwaukee at this point. But really, who knows in what shape or form it might take. As we get closer to July, the Democrats would go first in this cycle. Democrats July, Republicans in August for this 2020 cycle. Protests, rioting, looting. Last night, there were still some in areas. But it seemed, at least based on what I can find from reports, to be a little more peaceful in the true sense of that word. You know what I saw more of yesterday, too, which I like? We saw more, at least, again, in the video that's coming into my feed. More protesters.
There's plenty to worry about these days.
Now, in New York City 2 nights ago, that was not going to be possible. That was lawlessness everywhere. But in some areas, I've seen these videos come back in which protesters are preventing violence from taking place. They know that rioting, looting is taking away from the message of the protests. We talked about this with the Lansing protests, right? We talked about this when we had the protests to reopen Michigan in Lansing, and the only thing you heard about after the fact were the open carry people. And the only thing you heard about was the one Confederate flag that might have been out there. And I made the point at the time, and I know you guys are smart enough to know this, if it were a left-leaning protest, a protest supporting ends of the left, that every protest is described there as mostly peaceful, even if there is violence all over the place, looting, rioting. And it's been borne out these past couple of days. It's a little montage here put together by the Washington Free Beacon. And it essentially is taking all these bites in which these, at times, violent riots are described, the looting described as mostly peaceful. And the first bite, you can't see it because this is the radio, but the first bite is an MSNBC reporter standing in front of a burning building with smoke billowing and insisting everything has been peaceful around him. Here's a little montage from the Free Beacon on the mostly peaceful, the peaceful montage.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking unruly, but fires have been started. And
first thing I want to make perfectly clear: this has been almost entirely peaceful. In fact, completely peaceful.
It's been a mostly peaceful protest. But then they chose to move in.
Many of these protests have been largely peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm looking at those live pictures next to you, and they seem very peaceful.
There are always folks on the fringes of protests that do the things that we don't like.
A few people who break a few windows and burn a few cars.
They just threw something on fire, Chris, a firecracker. Something's on fire.
No one should be destructing property and that sort of thing, but I understand the anger.
Discount people who are doing things to public property that they shouldn't be doing. It does have to be understood that this city has got, for the last several years, an issue with police.
So many good people out there who want change and who are demanding change.
Our country was started because this is how the Boston Tea Party rioting. So do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is something that has never happened before. And then this is so terrible. And where are we and these savages and all of that? This is how this country was started.
Don Lemon, the genius at CNN there to close things up. This is just like the American Revolution happening. You never hear this kind of language when there is a protest on the right or a march on the right. We don't hear, oh, discount those people on the fringes. You don't hear, don't pay attention to those people. You don't hear, focus on the message that's being made today. What you have and what they try to do in Lansing and elsewhere is to take the extremely few people who might not be adhering to the message, you might be doing something odd or unusual, and make them representative of the entire movement, of the entire protest, despite widespread looting, widespread assault, businesses destroyed, people murdered, police officers shot. We hear, ignore that, discount that. That's not really important here. That's the benefit of being on the left, I suppose. Scott Bertrand, in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule.